My name is Jim Behoosh and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. Earlier this month, I briefly lost my senses. It was a picture-perfect day, mid-60s, sunny, whisper of a breeze coming in off the bay. I was applying a self-adhering membrane, ice and water shield, to a low-pitch hip roof. The roof was a bump out off of the main house, and the main roof plane dumps down onto this low 4-in-12 hip roof. I had just started what was to be a full roof application of the membrane. The membrane comes in 3-foot by 75-foot rolls and has a bit of weight to it. When possible, I prefer to cut lengths of the membrane on the ground rather than wrestle with a full roll on the roof. I had snapped a layout line for the top of the first course, pulled back the first few feet of the backing paper, and started to run the course. Remember that whisper of a breeze? Well, what it whispered to the membrane was chaos. A bit of the membrane grabbed the drip edge, and the rest of those first few feet grabbed itself and wouldn't let go. It made me realize that this was the first time I'd applied ice and water shield on a fairly warm day in years. I'm forever putting it on in winter. In winter, it barely sticks. Until I apply pressure in winter, I can easily adjust the sheets and pull it back off of even itself. Now, this is when I momentarily lost my senses. For a second, I wished it were winter to make the task easier. Once I regained my senses, I moved back to a more manageable technique. I'd place a pre-cut sheet with the backing paper still on, in place. Lightly tack it down with roofing nails at the top edge to hold it in place. Next, I'd release a corner of the paper and slowly pull the paper back under the tacked down piece. Once I had a few feet placed, I pulled the nails that tacked the sheet down and rolled the sheet with paper attached back to where I started sticking it down. Now, as I slowly unrolled, I'd pull off the backing with my left hand and smooth it to the sheeting with my right. The key is tack it in place first and go slow. It went really well, but how roofers do this in South Florida in the summer is a mystery to me. Have something you'd like to share on the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.